Before, From the Rising of the Ashes by Tahar Benjaloun. Before, a long time ago, I lived in a tree, then in a cemetery. My tomb was under an oak. Dogs and men pissed on my head. I said nothing. Little mauve flowers, scentless, grew there. I had nothing to say. Today, shovels picked me up and threw me in this well. I pace the abyss. I descend. I am suspended. The ashes still smolder. They rise, surround me, then fall again. Gray dust that makes my body a sand-filled hourglass. I crumble. I am an old abandoned rock. I am sand and time. I am faceless. I nourish the land and pour my words into the land's blood. I irrigate the tree roots in late spring. I count the days and the deaths while men carry their households on their backs. This body, which was once a word, will no longer look at the sea and think of Homer. It did not pass away. It was touched by a flash from the sky, crushing speech and breath. These crystals, mixed in the sand, are the last words pronounced by these unarmed men. In this country, the dead travel as statues in flames. They wear eyeglasses and stretch out their scorched arms for flight. We say they became invisible, left to offer the living the years that remained of their lives. Thus only years litter the desert. A century, more. Lives for the taking, as jackals gorged on lives tremble to say, death is not fatal, just as night is the sun's shadow.